Welcome to Conversations with Owens Community College President, Dr. Dion D. Somerville. Welcome to today's episode of the Conversations Podcast. I'm Dr. Dion D. Somerville. Thank you for listening today. Whether this is your first time with us or if you're a longtime follower, we're so happy that you're joining us as we explore the issues and meet the people who are important to Northwest Ohio and to Owens Community College. Thank you for listening today. Please enjoy our previous episodes and subscribe to Conversations to join us for future episodes. Today, I am so excited to welcome Avi Zaffini, President and CEO of the Ohio Association of Community Colleges, representing the presidents and trustees of Ohio's 22 community colleges. Before joining the association, he served as Senior Vice President at the Ohio Business Roundtable, leading business engagement and strategic initiatives. Avi previously worked as Chief of Staff for Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted. His experience in government and business has given him a deep understanding of how education, workforce development, and economic growth intersect. A U.S. Marine Corps veteran with 2 combat tours in Iraq, Avi holds a bachelor's degree in political science from Ohio State University and is dedicated to workforce development and higher education. Hi, Avi. Thank you for being our guest today. Avi, thank you so much for being here on the Conversations podcast. We're excited to have you on campus. This is actually your second time officially in your capacity as head of the Ohio Association of Community Colleges on campus. You were also here for our welcome week this past fall. So we're excited to have you on campus again.
Thanks for having me, Dion. It's fun to be here. And I want to say thank you for having me on this conversation.
So because we are an institution of higher education, one of the things that we open every podcast with is how you knew you needed education beyond high school. And because you have a very proud history in the Marine Corps and are a Buckeye and so many things, can you talk about what that journey was like for you?
I think when I started going to college, which was Columbus State Community College, great community college here in Ohio, as a young man, I was doing that because I felt like it was the thing to do to transition into adulthood. Mm-hmm. Kind of had my first job, and I was doing the things that I felt I was supposed to do. And I was, you know, kind of loading boxes at UPS, and I was going to college, and that was what I was supposed to do. And I don't know that I thought deeply about it past that. Mm-hmm. I had a family that's very academically inclined, but I'm not necessarily in that same spot. I was much more interested in kind of going and doing stuff, I think, is how I would almost phrase it. And when there was an opportunity to enlist in the Marine Corps, in the reserves, which meant I would come back home, I kind of jumped. I jumped pretty fast at that idea. And that was very disruptive, obviously. I had done kind of a quarter at Columbus State. I had done some employment, but this was the big kind of first formative away from home experience that I had. And it certainly changed me significantly. You know, it was the quintessential Paris Island Marine Corps experience. And I did that. And then I did training and kind of got home 7 months later and I had changed pretty fundamentally. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my life differently. Mm-hmm. And I looked at college completely differently than I had before. And I still acknowledged that it was important for that transition to adulthood. But I think there were 2 big things that had changed in my life. And the first was that I kind of recognized, I guess, kind of in an extreme way, that my life was not necessarily my own anymore. And that my time, you know, that you could kind of get called up to go do things and that your time was a gift. Mm-hmm. For the day, not knowing by nature of the service when you might get called to do other things. These are lessons that you learn in life.
Right.
But as a young man, maybe I learned them a little bit quicker than others may have. Mm-hmm. So that changed my perspective on what I was going to spend my time on.
Right.
I knew this intrinsically, you know, my parents always wanted me to understand the value of education, but I didn't really know it. And for the first time, I kind of felt, wow, this is valuable as a pursuit in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's valuable for adulthood and for career. but there is a value to it that exists intrinsically. And I got to go to Ashland University for a year and do that before I kind of went on my first deployment, my first combat deployment. You know, that was a tremendous, tremendous influence on my life. And then I kind of came back to Ohio State at that point to finish up a degree before my next combat deployment. And these experiences were sometimes jarring. And they were disruptive in my life, and it wasn't easy by any means. But looking back on those experiences, I think those two major insights that maybe I experienced on the front part of my time in higher education and my time in the Marine Corps, those were lessons that have stuck with me and blessings that I have been able to understand I was given throughout my life. So there are a lot of lessons that have come out of that, but those were two kind of insights that really helped me as I worked through college.
It says a lot that even when you began working at UPS and attending Columbus State, there was an industriousness there, and then you sought new opportunities, and that's what made you enlist in the Marine Corps, and then to have the persistence to then come back, recognize, you know, a different set of values and things that were kind of awakened within yourself, go to Ashland for a year, be deployed, then come back and finish at Ohio State. That really speaks to a level of persistence and commitment that a lot of people don't often have. And so kudos to you for, you know, being able to do that and to find purpose in a way that you didn't expect to when you were 17.
Thanks for saying that. I learned a lot of lessons in that time, and I'm grateful for those opportunities. I'm grateful that it wasn't such an easy journey. You're always grateful of that stuff afterwards. During.
Absolutely afterwards.
It's not necessarily the most fun, but I got to serve with wonderful people, people that I greatly admire, and I got to learn from amazing leaders, and that has been a tremendous blessing. And I don't take these things for granted. And recognizing that people have tough journeys to kind of get through as they begin their professional lives and their adult lives, I understand a little bit of what that might mean.
Well, and speaking of journeys, you went from that military service to marketing and outreach for the Secretary of State, to being a campaign manager, to a leadership role at a business trade association. And so can you talk a little bit about that path? Because there's obviously some common threads that create a theme throughout your career. But can you tell us about how those experiences are connected and how they prepare you for the role that you're in now at OACC?
Sure. I've been very blessed to have some great opportunities and to work with some amazing people. And the jobs that you mentioned, certainly I had, but there were a bunch of jobs in between there too. I started kind of on day one when the new Secretary of State, John Husted, started. I started as his driver, and I basically wrecked the car on the first day too. So it was an inauspicious start. Thankfully, he was not in the car, but I scraped it when I was trying to drive into the parking garage. But at that point, I was so grateful. I kind of had this different mentality of thinking, this is my big chance, and I get to do these things. And I started, like I said, in that kind of position where I was driving the secretary to every public event that he was doing. So I learned to see how he, as a leader, handled those types of opportunities while also doing his work as Secretary of State. I got an opportunity to really learn the interconnectedness of the office, the different pieces, and how I could make an impact and contribute even from the space that I was in, the different connection points on, well, you know, I got to make sure he gets there safely. That's number one. But then also, taking pictures, and I'm coordinating with local media. And so I'm kind of working on those things. I'm understanding the bones of each of these events and the planning that goes into it, and making sure that he has the details and the information that he needs. So I'm learning about the office functions as you kind of build these briefs. And it's interesting that so many times the job that you have has a layer of complexity and opportunity and an interaction with the enterprise that you don't immediately see when you start. And again, blessed to work with some fantastic leaders who were giving me those opportunities. And about 6 months later, you know, John Husted kind of said, you're not a very great driver, but you are doing a lot of things. I'd like for you to work on some of these types of, outreach and initiatives. And so you kind of do that stuff. And the next thing you knew, there was an opportunity to go work and lead on the reelect campaign. So I got to see still the same team, but a different dynamic. And there were similarities and there were differences, pretty significant differences between kind of your work in state government versus your work in politics. But a common thread throughout, you know, still working for the same leader and getting these kind of opportunities to see and to learn and to do new things and to learn new lessons. And then I came back to the state office and then I went to go run this campaign for governor. And that was quite an experience in and of itself. And then being part of the bigger team with Mike DeWine and John Husted and then going into the state government and learning about what life in the governor's office is like. These were all just brand new experiences. And every time I felt, wow, this is my big, big chance. No matter what the job was, it felt like, okay, this is where I'm really going to learn. And it's never stopped because after 2 years as then Lieutenant Governor Husted's chief of staff, I got the chance to go work at the Ohio Business Roundtable, which is, you know, a trade association that represents the largest employers in the state.
Right.
And even though I had worked in the governor's office and in state government, and I had been kind of working for about a decade in kind of politics and government, I didn't realize all of the opportunities that I was going to have and to learn about the private sector and to understand the dynamics of the businesses in Ohio that employ significant amounts of Ohioans and to learn how they worked, how they operated, what their structures were like, corporate decision making. And that was just like a whole new education. And I was kind of focused then on strategic initiatives and project management.
Right.
Similar to, like you said, there was a common theme, but I was learning new things every time. Got the chance to work for Pat Tiberi, the CEO there, who's a tremendous leader. And these things kind of all came together to help me gain a bigger vantage point. I think of the state and the different sectors that make up Ohio, whether that's the public sector or the private sector. And the common through line, if you will, I think was workforce. That was a huge priority when I was in state government for then Lieutenant Governor John Husted. It was a huge priority for the membership of the Ohio Business Roundtable.
Absolutely.
You were seeing it from different vantage points. But you could see the different dynamics and the same concerns. And I think that that uniquely prepared me to kind of come and support our community colleges, which lead the workforce efforts for the state of Ohio. And I knew that I would be coming to this opportunity, not as someone who had spent decades in higher education, but the perspective that I could bring was from those different sectors that I had gotten a chance to be involved with and have some experience in. And I could see how they thought through that and to hopefully serve as a bridge to support our colleges and the work that goes on every day here for those who were also focused on workforce in other areas and aspects of the state.
I envy anyone who has to, on a daily basis, work with 22 different college presidents. So first of all, kudos to you for that. But also, when you think of coalescing our vision, our voice, what it means from a public policy perspective, what it means to business and industry, what it means not only from a statewide perspective, but a national perspective, that's really a lot. And when you think of all of your past experiences and how they've come together in this one advocacy role, what are some of your big thoughts when you think about advocacy and government relations and how it dovetails into different industries and working with them, particularly around workforce development? You know, it's something that when you think of any institution of higher education, there's multiple levels to it. There's, of course, you know, your umbrella organizations like OACC. There's, you know, any lobbying or anything that we do on an institutional level through our partners, through our consultants, whatever. But it's definitely a complex and multi-layered approach. And so talk to me a little bit about what are some of your biggest either takeaways or insights or why you think it's important.
I should start by saying it is an honor to work for all 22 community colleges. It's something I really enjoy. And I have gotten a chance to form relationships with our presidents and trustees. And it is a wonderful experience. There certainly are a range of views that we constantly have to be doing an alignment exercise. Owens Community College needs to be thinking about its region and the people they serve in the same way that our other community colleges are also kind of focused uniquely on their mission. And there is great difference there. and I respect that, and I want to make sure that we're doing a good job of understanding the impact that a institution might feel that another one might not with a certain policy or even funding proposal. So that is a constant exercise and alignment that has to happen if we're going to effectively serve you from the association. And I see that as kind of my primary mission is, okay, where are the kind of commonalities and the policies that will support all of our community colleges? And where are the things that I need to be aware of, even on an institutional level, so that when we go and we speak to our partners in the legislature, the governor's office, the administration, we understand and are kind of speaking with a unified voice for policies that will support the consensus, the unified voice of Ohio's community colleges. That's my number one priority. You are the ones that are delivering education and workforce. I'm in a service and steward role. And that's something that I'm honored to do every day, and I get excited by. As far as working with government, you know, that is a responsibility and it's an opportunity. And I feel that state and local government will always be involved in supporting and encouraging higher education in our state. If you look at, you know, the Northwest Ordinance, before we became a state, that schools and the means of education will forever be encouraged. You know, it was a priority that was clearly stated in our governing documents that this would be a priority of the collective government. And we know this. We are grateful for it. It's right. I believe that our state and local governments would always be supporting and encouraging higher education and education within our state. That said, government also does not deliver that education. That's something that our colleges and our schools will deliver, some of which are not public entities even. But for the public entities, for our community colleges and for our universities, it's critical that we are continually working with our government partners. And we have to, because we have to share that perspective of what education looks like right now in Northwest Ohio for the mission that Owens Community College has. That's not something that will necessarily be on the minds of our government leaders or something that they understand fully. And that kind of continual partnership and advocacy helps provide that story that they need, particularly when they are working through funding or policy proposals that impact community colleges. And many of the legislators, I would say all of them that I talk to, they want to build policies and get together funding that supports community colleges, helping them with some of the details or the nuances is an opportunity that we just have to take every day so that when that policy becomes law or when that idea moves into law or on the regulatory side, the governor's administration, it's there to serve our Ohioans and help as they look at, you know, accessing the higher education products in our state and in their region. I also think there's just great opportunity because in addition to helping provide that education, our government leaders are constantly looking at trying to tackle the biggest problems. You know, our current governor talks about the great unfinished work that needs to happen. And in every one of those kind of big, audacious problems that are discussed, it's clear to me that community colleges can be a force for good. No matter what it is, it might be around community development. It might be around education. It might be around some of the charity work that happens in every corner of the state. And just I've only been on this job about 8 months, and you go and you visit these community colleges, and you can tell based on the breadth of the programming that's offered that they are helping to educate Ohioans who are able to go and work on these complex challenges. When it comes to trying to help get people off of government assistance and into the workforce, community colleges can play a role. When it comes to helping pull anyone off the sidelines and get that kind of first livable wage and new career. Community colleges are there. They are part of this fabric. When it comes to economic development and bringing brand new companies to the state or helping businesses that are already here expand, community colleges play a role. When it comes to just general community development, our community colleges are an anchor and they support each region so well. If we are constantly working with our government partners so they understand the opportunities, there's going to be a chance to really make a positive impact on those issues that legislators and other statewide officials want to work on and solve for the people of Ohio. And that's a great opportunity to engage as well.
I agree with you so much. When you consider all of the workforce development challenges that we have as a community as well as a state, there's not only the direct pipelines of getting folks into careers right away and pulling them, but you also mentioned some of the larger economic development pieces. And I think, too, about our transfer operation, that if indeed someone's final stop isn't necessarily a certificate or an associate's degree, you know, probably more of our students at Owens are enrolled in our associate degree pathways to transfer to a four-year institution than on the other side. Or they get a start and realize, oh, geez, I want to do this now and then this now. And that partnership with our elected officials are hugely important so that we understand and can see goals that we may not be privy to every day or trends that we may not be privy to every day, and that they can see, you know, some of the opportunities and challenges that we have in our 22 community colleges.
Absolutely. The versatility and the adaptability of our community colleges. One legislator described it to me as the Swiss Army knife of education, the ability to just meet a need, you know, sometimes exclusively at community colleges, other times helping get students ready, Ohioans ready. And like you said, having exceptional transfer opportunities to other Ohio universities, that community colleges are an engine that can figure out what is needed in each community of Ohio and play a role, sometimes an exclusive role, in supporting Ohioans in their educational journey. It's very exciting because higher education doesn't always move at lightning speed. However, you do see those kinds of capabilities, the ability to respond quickly in our community college environment. And I think that others recognize and see that strength as well.
Absolutely. So in addition to the advocacy work that you do, and you mentioned that you've been in this role for just a little under a year, now that you've been here, what are some of the goals that you have for the Ohio Association of Community Colleges or the state's community colleges in general?
Well, I would say kind of generally that my goal that I had coming in, I think I would still say is something I'm excited about, and that is a vision that Ohio's community colleges would be the number one workforce partner for Ohio's biggest economic moments. I feel that together our colleges stand there ready for those kinds of make or break times. And biggest economic moments can be extremely exciting. A whole brand new industry all of a sudden is moving to Ohio. We've had a few of those announcements over the last decade, and it appears that our momentum is going to continue in that space. But it's not always exciting. There are sometimes tough times that happen. And you look at a world of uncertainty, which is what we live in right now, and probably, if we're honest, we always live in a world of uncertainty. And there could be moments where economic moments that are completely out of our control that happen internationally even that will have implications, potentially tough implications for the state of Ohio. I believe that our community colleges can be well positioned to meet that need also, not just regionally, but across the state, and that there is an opportunity for us collectively to be ready to be kind of a immediate or quick reaction force for whatever is happening. And I'm excited about that, especially as I learn more and more about our community colleges working together to achieve that. But I would also say that it's just been clear to me that there's so many opportunities. And part of the great thing about an association is to just say, to work together with our members to kind of collectively answer the question, what should we do together How can I support our institutions and their work as they strive for excellence every day? And what do they want to work on together that we can go together and do? We're getting ready to start strategic planning, and I'm especially excited about that work because I do think that as we try to chart a path, a general plan, you know, halftimes exist for a reason, but to 2030, there's just a great opportunity there. And I would also say that because our community colleges are not part of a system, they're each individual and unique, they have an opportunity to respond and contribute in a way that maybe other states don't necessarily have. As I'm starting to meet some of my counterparts across the country, learning a lot of great things about what they have. But one quick takeaway is that I'm glad that our community colleges have the freedom to kind of work individually. I feel like it creates additional opportunities for excellence that can then be shared amongst other community colleges. And it gives us kind of an opportunity to work together. There is a kind of collaboration that exists in Ohio's community colleges that is just not present necessarily in every state. And I know this from a little bit of time in association world. The kind of engagement and collaboration that our members have together is so much greater and stronger than what is kind of guaranteed for an association, you know, and I can't take it for granted. We've got not just on the president level, not just on the trustee level, just the type of collaborations and partnerships that exist make for some really exciting opportunities. As I learn and grow and as our team comes together at OACC, I just think there's going to be some amazing opportunities. And I'm excited to do that after we've kind of worked with the membership to determine what the right thing to work on is, both in the short term and in the long term.
You know, you mentioned a few key themes, and I think a good part of any strategic plan is kind of that external scan and what are some of our partner institutions or peers outside of the state doing, as well as the fact that even though we're not a system, and you had mentioned new industry coming, I think Intel is one of the biggest examples of them coming to the state and then all of the community colleges coming together and within a matter of months working with industry to create a curriculum for a semiconductor certificate, of which, you know, Owens is one of the institutions that delivers that. And, you know, there were grants for equipment so that we can be ready for equipment because we were one of the schools that hadn't invested in this previously. And so there's the business and industry, there's the public policy, there's the work of the association, all of the individual community colleges, federal government funding, all coming together to leverage the strengths of an ecosystem in order to bring opportunity to the state and the people of the state. And so I think that it's pretty incredible what we're able to do because we work well together. We all have different strengths. We all see opportunities. And to me, the biggest thing is that we recognize opportunity outside of our own individual campuses. And that we recognize that there is a greater good and a role that while we do have a level of responsibility to our unique communities, that's why we were founded, there's also an opportunity to leverage that for the greater good of the state. And so as you talk about a lot of that, are there other aspects as you kind of look around the country where there are some exemplars in terms of community colleges or systems or something that we might want to learn a little more about in Ohio?
Sure. You see some of that, and I'm still learning and meeting some, you know, my colleagues and understanding what they have going on. I think that there's some interesting developments happening in the dual enrollment space in other states that I'm curious about, you know, when you have high schoolers that are also getting college credit. And I think that there's some opportunities to kind of learn and look at ways we can improve what is a great program right now. But of course, you always seek and look for improvements in that space. So I think that there might be some opportunities in working with collaborations with K-12 that we can definitely look at. I will say that Ohio is a leader in things like performance funding. And for the last decade, Ohio has been at the forefront of some of these innovative products. And this again speaks to Ohio's community colleges coming together. In our association is the Success Center. This was started 10 years ago at the request of our community colleges that we would create a kind of an innovation shop that would work on things like student success and completion, and that they would be that kind of clearinghouse for understanding data that was coming not only from Ohio, but that was being released nationally, so we could help develop best case strategies for our colleges so they could improve that work. And when I talk to colleagues from other states, you know, they're launching success centers now. Mm-hmm. There are a number of them that exist. Ohio had the first one. Yep. So I think that there is just an opportunity for us to be a leader, certainly to learn from other states, but I want to call out just the foresight and the vision that our community college has had in saying, we need to have a shop that works on this every day and helps inform us, helps guide us, helps share what's out there in best practices so we can implement those when it makes sense. And I'm excited about what that Success Center can continue to do for our community colleges. And like I said, a few different programs, but I think that Ohio is very well positioned and doing a great job when you look at how we're performing relative to other states in the nation.
So as we talk a little bit about the Ohio Student Success Center, that OACC was the first in the nation who founded a success center, and we talked a little bit about the alignment and priorities and such, what exactly does the Success Center do?
The Success Center is run by our Vice President of Operations and Student Success, Laura Rittner, and she helped stand up that office. And the idea there was to first look at a challenge that community colleges always have, which is how can we help more students complete and continue? And when you look at the students that many times go to community college, some of them are in different stages of their lives. You know, I've got these kind of stats that I'm sharing every day with our legislators. You know, almost 40% of them are parents. 41% of them are on public assistance. 75% of them have a part-time job, and half of that group are working full-time. These are people many times who are balancing the important responsibilities of family and of work. And as community colleges, our job is to ensure that they receive the education that they seek and to help support them as they balance all of these different and important responsibilities. The Student Success Center was first focused on that. What are the different strategies from even just first interactions, enrollment, to course completion, you know, that first year that's so important for persistence for the future, all the way up into job placement and attaining that associate's degree or going on to look at a four-year degree. All of those interactions, community colleges are kind of constantly evaluating and thinking about ways that they can better support students, make that experience a little bit easier for all students while maintaining high standards of value in the education received. And the Student Success Center started to work on some of those things, trying to look at best practices and strategies, but also creating opportunities for peer groups to kind of work and share together and to share ideas, things like this. And so we have the Leadership Academy, which as now, I believe, is getting ready to do its fifth cohort of leaders, emerging leaders in the campuses, where they're able to come and they're able to get a lot of different instruction from subject matter experts. They're also able to work amongst themselves. We have a Student Success Leadership Institute where whole teams of colleges come together and work on a couple common problems and present ideas that might be able to be replicated in different institutions. We also have all kinds of different strategies or grants that we might pursue, for example, that we might help try to go down and apply for with a number of colleges to try and look at a pilot that might help students succeed or our teachers succeed, our colleges succeed. And the Success Center works on all of those different kind of strategies and initiatives with the goal of seeking to support community colleges in their work that they do every day. So that's kind of what the Success Center is charged with, and excited about some of the future opportunities as well with that entity.
The Success Center really helps the individual institutions. It helps us make sure that we're student ready. And there are so many things, and when you think about some of the topics at the conferences have ranged from dual enrollment, and as you talked about, completion, and you know how to reform developmental education, to completion and things of that nature. And so it really helps push the thinking so that we're in greater alignment with where we are. And what's really interesting is as you look at a lot of our national organizations, some of the themes that they're presenting are some of the same ones that are echoed by our own Student Success Center. And so in many ways, we're kind of prepared in advance for a lot of the themes that are happening at not only the state level, but nationally. We keep talking about the whole idea of alignment. Our performance funding model in the state of Ohio, as well as our Student Success Center, really help to create alignment with public policy, with the goals of each of our institutions, with the state, with businesses, really to come together around the things that we collectively believe are important to us. And so one of the things that the Ohio Success Center has done recently is to partner with the Success Center from Michigan to be able to even coalesce and leverage even more opportunities in terms of our strengths. Can you talk a little bit about how performance funding and even proposed changes to look more at student employment outcomes and the work that the Success Center does, really for folks not only outside of higher education, but outside of Ohio, to help them understand why this is important and how these work together to really work with business and industry to move us all forward?
Absolutely. I would start by saying to the partnership that you mentioned, this is an exciting time for the Midwestern region. And when you look at what's happening nationally, you see kind of a return in manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Again, we talk about onshoring or friendshoring and other things, but there is a whole series of exciting developments on economic development in the Midwest. And so as we partner with other states on what exactly that looks like and how, you know, states that are kind of in a similar position to us in trying to think through being ready for the next wave of advanced manufacturing, there is an opportunity to come together and to work on those things. And there is a desire from our General Assembly partners and from our government leaders to continually be thinking about the best way to meet those demands of the future as well. And you mentioned, for example, formula funding, and that stuff can get pretty wonky. But ultimately, at the end of the day, there's a desire to say, how can we make sure that what the government support looks like within community colleges or universities is pointed in such a way as to encourage education for employment and career opportunities beyond just a job, but into a livable wage and into a good career for Ohioans no matter where they live. And they're very focused on that for quality of life for Ohioans and to support the companies that we have. And you look at, you know, some of the challenges that might come over the next decade and a half, and there's been a ton of literature written about the demographic pressures that we might feel, to say nothing of, again, what exactly the world will look like for the future. But we do know that we can make things here in Ohio. And we've heard it from other elected officials even. You can't say made in America without saying made in Ohio. And we, as a major producer and manufacturer, are so critical to not just the success of the families here in Ohio, but to our nation. And I think that that is the kind of critical focus right now, is how can we ensure that the investments we're making will ultimately convert into great quality of life for people who live in Ohio to live, work, and raise a family.
I think that we're not the only ones who believe that. You know, we've talked about workforce development, economic growth, rising out of poverty, livable wages, quality of life, all of the things that are important as we think about people throughout our state. But one of the things that we know is that, knock on wood, we're seeing a growth in enrollment. Recent report from the National Student Clearinghouse showed that Ohio's community colleges are leading the charge in higher education enrollment growth, with fall 2024 enrollment estimates surging by 6.4% compared to the previous year and outpacing the national average growth rate of 5.9%. We know that community college enrollment can be very volatile. We know that in many times the word fickle, sometimes it's, you know, counter-cyclical to the economy. Sometimes there's just things that are inexplicable that are part of community college enrollment, which I think kind of aids to why we're so nimble, because things just ebb and flow on a regular basis. And here at Owens, we have been very privileged to have some enrollment growth, this past spring and previous terms. What are your thoughts about that trend? And why is this happening in Ohio? What are some of the things that we can point to about the good work that's been done here?
First off, we have great community colleges in Ohio. And congratulations to Owens
Thank you. Your
enrollment growth. It's very exciting. And it's exciting to see the work that you're leading in this region. I think that there is an increased appreciation for the programs and the value proposition that community colleges offer, especially what's going on here at Owens. And like you said, Ohio is leading the nation in enrollment growth. Very exciting. I've spoken to a few community colleges who are excited about kind of getting over the COVID era and the immense disruption that caused and starting to see their enrollment hit the trends from 2019 and even beyond. Mm-hmm. And this is just an exciting time for Ohio's community colleges. I would also say, and we kind of touched on this, this is a really exciting time for Ohio's economic development,
mm-hmm.
operation and engine, and we've seen some great successes. And there is a recognition that grows every day that community colleges specifically are a really important workforce partner for those continued economic successes, and that Ohioans who are looking to start that great career can get into that career pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
Get into that career pretty quickly with a great education and a great value at Ohio's community colleges. And I think that is a major part of the growth that we're seeing in our state. All of our community colleges are different, and they're in different corners of the state. Almost all of them are seeing consistent growth. We're really excited to see that. And I do think that, like you said, the ability to adapt, versatility of the products offered, coupled with the economic development success we're seeing, are two major ingredients. And then we just have great leaders. We have great leaders that are nationally recognized in our community colleges that are leading this work. I know that they would always say there's always room to improve and that they would continue that search for excellence. But we've got a lot to be proud of when we look at our community colleges in Ohio.
So where are some of the biggest opportunities you see ahead for our community colleges in the state?
Great question. I think you see some fantastic models. We mentioned it earlier. The model, for example, with the semiconductor credential, the one-year credential that was developed in kind of record speed. I believe that is a model and an opportunity for not just new industries that are coming in, where you might need to develop that quickly, but even for some of our kind of table stakes industries, legacy industries that have been here in Ohio for a very long time. Community colleges are very focused on faster pathways from college to career. How can we get Ohioans the education that they need quickly so that they can get into the employment that they desire and to those increased opportunities? I think that is something that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. I also think there's an opportunity to look at continuous learning as a model across the spectrum. And this is really exciting to me as well, because you look at in the healthcare industry, for example, you might get kind of your basic certifications, mm-hmm. they stack perfectly, and you're able to go get that first job in the healthcare environment, whether that's in a clinical or non-clinical setting. But then you have the opportunity to come back
mm-hmm.
in a perfect way, pick up where you had left off, and continue your educational journey without losing any of those credits, for example, and being able to balance the demands of your employment and those requirements, while also being able to continue your education, which then leads to promotions and increased responsibility and gives you that kind of next step in your career. That type of continuous learning model, I think, is very exciting and impressive and something that we can look at for the future. I also think that there's just some challenges that community colleges face mm-hmm. when it comes to speed of relevance. And what I mean by that is our technology is changing so quickly that the need to ensure that students who are here who are getting trained on the most up-to-date equipment, for example, that is a challenge that they wrestle with every day, especially given their mission to be a quick response partner for Ohio's economies. So it's just important to me that our, the association, we're continually advocating to get community colleges the resources they need in order to ensure that their kind of career-connected learning and their business experiences here in the college are similar to what these Ohioans will see when they get out into their employment. There can't be a huge difference between what the machines they learned on versus the machines they're working on. I'm very impressed by community colleges' ability to keep the pace, that speed of relevance, and that's probably the major challenge that I would see in the future. We need to make sure that we get our community colleges the resources they need in order to stay at that speed as technologies continue to change and innovate.
So as we get ready to wrap up our conversation here, you've had an incredibly interesting career. You have a lot of success in public policy and in politics, and you also have an incredible role here in community colleges. What advice would you give students and to their families about considering any of those educational and career options?
Well, have you ever heard that quote from the Wright brothers about pick out a great family and move to Ohio? Obviously, we love it's kind of hard advice sometimes to follow picking your family and moving to Ohio. But we're in a great state and we've got some great opportunities. I think you can't recommend community colleges highly enough. I think that the two lines that we use at the association every day, community colleges are the top workforce partners for Ohio employers and the best value in higher education for Ohio students. That's a pretty good combination. Mm-hmm. No matter what career path you are envisioning or what kind of educational experience you are seeking, community colleges can help get you there. They may even be able, and many times they are able, to do it completely at community colleges. But there's an amazing opportunity to begin your journey there and then to transfer wherever you might want to go, whether that's into employment in the private sector or to continue your opportunities in higher education. And you can do so very early in your educational career as well. You can get started quickly. Community colleges are ready to provide that kind of beginning and that start point, and in some cases middle point and even end point for where you would like to go. It's also an opportunity, as I understood and recognized when I was younger in life, it's a great experience because it's got a worth and a value in and of itself. And these are important experiences for us as we begin to chart our path as humans, adult humans, and to work on the things that we wish to work on in our lives. So I can't recommend it highly enough. And I think the opportunities are there. The question is simply, what would you like to go work on? And to be able to work on it in a way that if you change your path halfway through and you say, you know what, actually, I kind of want to go this way or that way. Our colleges are also flexible enough to be able to take the accomplishments that you have already completed and your courses and point that towards your new direction as well. This is work that our colleges do every day. And there's just kind of a wonderful thing about being part of the community and serving the community, the regional community like colleges do. And I can't recommend them highly enough for our parents and for our students and wish them, of course, the greatest of success.
Well, thank you so much for that unbiased opinion, right?
Absolutely.
But I mean, we tend to agree with you. We believe that our community colleges are, you know, an incredible value and are worthy of every student's consideration. Avi, thank you so much for being on the Conversations podcast. It is always a joy to speak with you, particularly with your love and passion for Ohio's 22 community colleges, but also for you to share a little bit about yourself, your career path, and how, you know, you really created a theme in your life of serving others for the public good. And so we really appreciate you being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Avi, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm grateful to you and the Ohio Association of Community Colleges for your support, as well as the development opportunities and the advocacy you do on our behalf. Thank you for your support and for your time today. And thank you to all of our listeners. Please remember to subscribe and join us for future conversations. Until next time, take care.